The next patient is Ginger Davidson. The last name is Davidson. First name, Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 55-year-old white female that has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been going on for many years. The patient has a compromise in the eyes. She has a diabetic retinopathy that has been treated by the ophthalmologist. A coronary artery disease, a status post stents. The most likely situation is that she has peripheral vascular disease. And she has chronic kidney disease. The latest laboratory workup shows that the creatinine is 2, the BUN is 51, and the estimated GFR is 28 mLs per minute. The sodium is 143, potassium 5.1, chloride 106, and the CO2 is 18 with a calcium of 9.4. The albumin is 4.2. Liver function tests are unremarkable. In the urinalysis, we have a specific gravity of 1014, positive for leukocyte esterase, positive 2 plus for protein. She has also glucose protein because she's taking Farxiga. And in the microscopic, the patient has white blood cells 6 to 10, period. The patient has progressed to CKD stage 4. Unfortunately, the protein creatinine ratio and albumin creatinine ratio wasn't done in these blood samples that were taken the 25th. However, in the 24th, she has blood work that was done for Dr. Rockies, R-O-Q-U-I-Z, in which the albumin creatinine ratio was reported to be 16:15. In September of 2022, she has a protein creatinine ratio that was consistent with 5.9 grams of proteinuria. Period, there is no there is evidence that there is deterioration of the kidney function, severe proteinuria, with the compromise that we mentioned before. Taking this into consideration, I don't think that this is the best candidate to use Farxiga because of the deterioration of the kidney function and the significant proteinuria. We can throw her in metabolic acidosis. We are going to stop it. The patient is going to see Dr. Rockies, which is the primary care physician, for the recommendation of the therapy regarding the blood sugar, period. Number two, the patient is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. She has iron deficiency anemia. She gets iron PO, and on occasion she gets injections of Procrit. The latest hemoglobin is 10.5. We are going to defer the treatment to the Florida the treatment of the anemia to the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a fasting blood sugar of 174 with a hemoglobin A1C. That is 7.5%, period. A following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, the latest determination of the vitamin D, 35.6. She will continue to take the same medications. Following number, the patient continues to have hyperuricemia, the latest uric acid was 8.1. It is important for this patient to change the approach, to decrease the amount of protein in the diet in order to decrease the uric acid before we enter into another medication to bring it down. Following number, the patient has a phosphorus of 4.7, we are going to continue monitoring before we start administering the phosphate binders. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, the blood pressure that we get is 135/91. The patient changed the body weight from 321 to 336. This is a situation in which the hypertension is related to the body weight. And rather than giving her more medications, we are going to persuade the patient to follow the diet, decrease the sodium intake, a plant-based diet. With a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. She's a patient of Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. We will continue the follow-up. We have to make clear that this patient is the metabolic acidosis with administration of sodium bicarbonate. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. We discussed with the patient the possibility of a bariatric surgery, which is going to improve her prognosis in the long run, even if the patient goes into dialysis. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.